So this file here, which is actually one we did last time, describes the communication overhead for this two-dimensional problem. You should notice that the homework, which is passed around, suggests that in the first problem set that you repeat this analysis here in essentially one and three dimensions, and then you notice the analogy with society by going through the two-dimensional analog of Hadrian's Wall, which is Hadrian's Palace, which is so you should probably listen to this material because you should be able to diligently replace one, two by one, and two by three, and square stencil with grid points by palace floor with tiles, and solve the homework question. Okay. All right. So this here we did this last time, and we're just, as it's a very important analysis, we'll go through it again. Namely, we noted that the communication for this overhead, which we need to look at in the case where there is the most communication, because that will dominate the overhead. We communicate 16 points and we update 16 points, so the total time is 16 times the calculation time plus 16 times the communication time, and then we stick that into the speed up. The 12.25 was the number we got from the load imbalance, and so we have this very absolutely standard form that the communication overhead always is a factor in the speed up, which is 1 minus the communication time over the floating point calculation time with some constant, which depends on the size of the problem and the particular application. It will turn out it will only depend on the so-called grain size, which is the number of points stored in each foil. Now, this already is actually, I think I didn't mention this last time, this form is pretty interesting and worth looking at for the following reason. Namely, what does it depend on? Well, we'll look at it again in the next file. But here you notice it depends on tcom and tfloat, and those are parameters of the node. And it doesn't have anywhere in it a dependence on the total system's parameters. It depends only on parameters of the node, because this is the communication time between nodes in the system, and this is the floating point computation time of a node. So this is quite important. In fact, it's probably better to discuss it in the next file.